great porch isn't complete without a great place to sit. Whether a porch swing, a glider, a rocker, or an Adirondack chair. Roger Rowling of Rocky Hill Outdoor Furniture in Prairie Grove makes about 40 versions of a perfectly comfortable wooden outdoor seat. We visit his shop and today's locally made. Roger fires up a drum sander in the middle of a large workshop behind his home just south of the main drag in Prairie Grove. Though the shop is big, stacks and stacks of Western red cedar and power tools provide an obstacle course to get to Roger's main workspace. Roger, along with his wife Karen, have been in the outdoor furniture business for just 3 years. Though they did have some experience in crafting, they turned a hobby into a second career after Roger lost his job in the transportation industry.
But I've always dabbled in wood. My dad always did a little carpentry work. You know, he was a farmer, but he always did projects around the house. I know in the farmhouse he built all the kitchen cabinets and that, so I guess I picked that up from my dad. And I've always enjoyed it, and I've always had the tools, so I just figured this was, give this a shot. I did some research on it, and it looked like something that we could enjoy as a husband and wife.
Through his research, he found a man in Eureka Springs that sold packages of sorts with patterns for the perfectly designed Adirondack chair, complete with where to buy supplies. He is proud of the fact that, though the patterns are copyrighted, this is not a franchise. On the back wall hang numerous patterns, which Roger lays over pieces of that Western red cedar, and using his bandsaw or chop saw, cuts the various slats and paddles that form a Rocky Hill chair. Though Eastern cedar grows in Arkansas, he uses Western red cedar, which grows primarily in the Northwest.
I find that the Western red cedar is a lot nicer to work with. The Eastern cedar will have a tendency to splinter, kind of like pine does, and you end up with a lot of slivers, which aren't fun to when you're working. But the Eastern cedar also will be a little bit more, it'll have a little bit of sap in it, which Western red cedar doesn't.
It's a soft wood, but is very strong, with 80% the strength of oak, and it won't warp, making it the ideal wood for outdoor furniture. It also doesn't need to be painted, though his wife Karen will paint or stain it for you in the couple's garage. Roger says if untreated furniture is left in the elements, it won't be hurt at all, but will turn a silver gray color over time, sort of a patina. Once the pieces of a chair are cut to the exact sizes, he slides them into the large drum sander, his most used machine. Using 150 grit, each piece must go through about 6 times. Roger inserts a piece onto the conveyor belt, which slides the piece of wood to the other side. He has to quickly move to the other side to catch it, jumping over a hose that is sucking away the sawdust. He doesn't mind the extra work. He says he's getting his exercise, and the effort is worth it. The result is a wood that is smooth as silk. Roger is currently working on an order for 6 Adirondack gliders. Each takes him about a day to build from start to finish. After the pieces are cut and sanded, he uses a jig and clamps to build everything to keep it square so that each chair comes out identical.
What I've got here is I've got the upright. This is the front leg. This is what you call the base. Then these are the seat slats, and they'll go on like this, and then screwed in. I put glue wherever there's a screw. I also put exterior glue, so that'd get glued there. Then this jig over here is for building the back of the chair, and that's what I was working on here. These will just go on like such. You can see I've got my holes drilled, and I'll put the glue, and then this will sit upright here on the back, and then these supports will come up against that back to give it extra support to hold it in place.
So I would sit right here.
This is where you would sit. Yeah. This is where you would sit. And then the paddle, then here's the paddles for the arms.
All of the screws and supports he uses are stainless steel, which won't rust. In addition to the pattern chairs, Roger also designs his own pieces and says that these, along with custom requests, are his favorite items to work on.
One item I designed this last spring, which have just sold greatly, and that's a raised garden bed. It's about 4 foot long and about 30 inches wide and sits about 32 inches off the ground, and people just love it. I've designed some different planter boxes that I sell for flowers, for gardens. Also have another big seller is my potting benches for gardeners, but it's also kind of opened up another avenue. A lot of people like them for patio bars, where I put a little 12-quart galvanized pail in the top of the bench, where people use them for out on the patio for grilling, either to put their hors d'oeuvres or condiments or whatever, but then the pail they can put their beverages in, put ice in it and such. So that's turned out to be a real good item that people really like.
There are various piles of scrap, pieces that are left over from cutting the 5-quarter red cedar. Roger tries to make use of them, though he has so much he often has to burn them.
I also build some birdhouses out of scrap pieces, like this particular piece right here comes off of, here's the paddle, the arm paddle. This comes off of right here. So what I do is I turn it, take this, I make a little birdhouse out of that scrap.
The Rollings show their work at the Bentonville and Fayetteville Farmers Markets and will bring buckets of scrap with them to give away for free, which people gladly take to turn into blocks for projects of their own or use the cedar in their closets to ward off pesky moths. In addition to selling at the farmers markets, the Rollings attend a couple of expos in Little Rock. Though he has sold items as far away as Iowa, he prefers not to ship and will deliver free of charge to just about anywhere in the region, ensuring proper assembly. He's been doing this long enough to learn the tricks of the trade, allowing him to build about 250 pieces this year, each complete with a plaque.
It says Rocky Hill Outdoor Furniture, Roger and Karen Rolling, and then our phone number, 479-422-1234, and made in Prairie Grove, Arkansas.
This is Ozarks at Large.